the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese authorities have voiced opposition to a resolution adopted by Japan's lower house of parliament. The Chinese foreign ministry said the human rights-related resolution grossly interfered in China's internal affairs and was a severe political provocation to the Chinese people. Many foreign athletes have spoken highly of the facilities with the festive atmosphere at the Olympic Villages for the Beijing 2022 Winter Games.
New Year's was pretty fun. They had a big kind of hosted event here for everyone who worked at the venue, and it was really fun just getting to meet our Chinese ski patrol counterparts and share a Qingdao with them, and I'll remember it the rest of my life. It was pretty special.
So we've noticed there were some special foods, and we hope to try them and learn more about it. I had some at our lunch today at the track and some spring rolls. We hope we can run a great event for our athletes. Our facility here is magnificent. We're very impressed with it, and the workers, everybody at the track is doing a great job. We've been watching a lot of practices for all the events and the ceremonies. We are confident it will be a successful game.
The games will open on Friday. The Beijing 2022 Winter Olympic Torch Relay will kick off on Wednesday morning with a ceremony to be held in Beijing. Relay runners will carry the torch in the Beijing, Yancheng, and Zhengzhikou competition zones from Wednesday to Friday. Qatari officials said the country has reached an agreement with Taliban authorities to resume evacuation flights. The operation will involve two flights per week by Qatar Airways. The United Nations humanitarian official for the Pacific Islands has called for better disaster response capabilities. And Cahoon's remarks come as international aid continues to arrive in Tonga, which was hit by a volcanic eruption and tsunami last month. Greg Navarro reports.
The challenge for humanitarian organizations trying to help Tonga recover aren't just confined to the damage visible across much of the country. The threat of COVID in a relatively COVID-free country has kept contact from the outside world to a minimum.
COVID has made disaster response in the Pacific a whole new world. It has meant that countries stand on their own two feet and respond and deal with the circumstances of the response.
Anne Colquhoun is the head of the United Nations Pacific Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Fiji. She says Tonga is not only adept at leading its own disaster response, it's been planning for it.
The Pacific has worked a long time to prepare for emergencies, and you have the range from traditional responses and preparation of dried food to the more modern responses where you have emergency supplies in warehouses.
One example of that level of preparedness involves shipping containers just like this one. The Anglican Church here in Fiji tells us they've had four of these shipping containers pre-positioned in Tonga filled with supplies, including tools for building, so that in the event of a disaster, people in Tonga were able to start rebuilding immediately.
Morocco has become the first North African country to sign an implementation plan regarding the Belt and Road Initiative as Beijing steps up its engagement with Africa. As an important route on the Belt and Road, the African nation is seeking more investment and trade opportunities. Yasser Hakim has more.
The Belt and Road Initiative, launched in 2013, promotes trade routes that connect China to the rest of the world, forging strong trade and investment ties with nations along the Silk Road. Chinese-Moroccan bilateral trade stands at 4.5 billion euros, while investments have also seen considerable growth since the visit of Moroccan King Mohammed VI to Beijing in 2016. Meng Jijun is an exporter of Chinese equipment for the mining and energy sectors in Morocco.
As we know, the position of Morocco is very strategic for us. Morocco is the crossroad between Africa, Europe, and the Arab world. The stability of the kingdom and the many free trade agreements signed with more than 50 countries around the world is definitely of a big attraction for us.
Experts say Morocco's commitment to the Belt and Road Initiative dismisses any debt concerns towards China.
The agreement attaches great importance to the establishment of joint ventures in different fields, including industrial parks, energies, providing professional training for young talents, and deepening of scientific research cooperation. Morocco has a strong financial system guided by the governments of His Majesty. It has always been praised as a rational user of preferential debt in promoting economic and social developments.
And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.